Hello, my name is Rem TGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages.
Welcome!
So Man. Things look bad.
That's the only good song from that god-awful scene.
Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. We have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about.
Should we wait to talk about it until the end of the segment?
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of things. There's a lot to talk about.
You know, we've got to show everyone who's really in charge, you know?
That's a reference. You know, you know, things look bad. You know?
Yeah. You know, he dropped it perfectly vertical.
Was that a reference
That's
to
Rick
and Morty?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's just get directly into the meme here. So, Did you just say family dad? What did you just say?
No. You said so I said things look bad.
Oh, it's a reference.
That's a reference.
So, Super Mega Man 10, what is our meme for today?
Our meme for today is Mr. Fresh / Side-Eye Cat.
Yeah, so that is our meme that we are talking about today.
It's a good old cat meme.
Yeah, we're gonna do Michael, but there's like no piece of information.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna do Michael, even though I'm guessing if you don't know who Michael is.
He's an orange tabby cat that's strong.
What in the world are you doing?
Yeah, no, none of you can see that. I'm not growling. I'm not a furry. Look at this. Look at that.
It looks like Bulbasaur.
All right, bro.
With the Bulbasaur teeth. Talking about Fortnite.
All right, buddy.
Fortnite.
All right.
Pow World.
Mickey, you don't trust.
So Mr. Fresh, he's a cat, and the meme here is he's a cat.
He did a funny face.
It's a cat doing a funny face. Oh, I've never seen that one on the internet before. Oh,
Rem, can you be happy for once?
I'm playing Fortnite.
You know? Oh no, but that's not. But this season's bad. So this season's bad.
I wouldn't know. I only played it for like a day.
It's mid. It is very mid.
And I like it.
Buddy, you play every day.
So, this cat, he, where is he? Where is he located here? I don't, like, if you look at the area surrounding him.
He's located in Wasteland.
Oh, that's a reference.
He's in Wasteland from Epic Mickey 2.
No, I think he's in China.
Okay.
He is in China, but like, look at...
Somewhere.
Look at everything that's not...
He's like
him.
In a cat cage.
No, it's a food dish.
Why would he be inside of a food dish? I want you to think about
Brother,
that for a
second.
Brother,
I don't think food dishes are that big.
His head is in a food dish.
Hold on.
Because he's eating food.
He's not eating anything.
Yes, he
what
is.
In the world are you talking about?
Hold down, literally.
Oh,
look at
never
that
mind. He does. He starts eating. Oh, it just looks like he's in something.
Yeah, he's in something, but his head is inside like a food dish.
So he's currently inside of a cage or something, right?
No, it's just two things in the background that make it look like a cage.
That's so weird. Okay, yeah, you're right. Because there's like, it looks like there's a TV to the left.
TV? Welcome home.
So, yeah, he's...
We don't like the series, by the way.
Yeah,
we hate Skibbity Toilet. We hate Skibbity Toilet.
Hold on, I'm confused here. What are you talking about right now?
I'm referencing a review in the show. You know the review that we got where it's like, I do not like Skibbity Toilet.
Oh yeah.
and we do not like Hazbin Hotel.
Yeah, I was confused on which one you were talking about.
Yeah, we don't like either.
Okay, so the cat, he does a face. You know, he does a side eye. He's looking at you like,
why you bombastic side eye. Yeah, I know that's not funny. It's a meme. I had to say it. Rem, are you mewing?
That was so unfunny.
Yeah, I know.
That was like...
It's been dead for a year.
Was it ever alive?
Probably not.
No. No, yeah. It hasn't. No. Yeah. Okay, so the cat... Is that... That's the meme. It's
the
just...
The cat was thinking, yeah.
Shut up. It's a cat. His name's Mr. Fresh. And he's eating... Let's see. He's eating cat food. I thought he was eating a hedgehog.
No,
I don't. I got two words confused there.
Sonic, no.
He's eating Sonic the Hedgehog, guys, actually. You know?
Oh, really?
Oh, it says... Oh, wait. It's hedgehog. It's a hedgehog eating cat food.
What are you talking about?
And
you
know,
there is no hedgehog in
there's
that
just boat. Like there's just some yapping at the bottom. I have no idea. There's just filler.
This cat is dead and he doesn't know it yet. Oh.
All right. So that's the meme.
Live streamed that photo.
Oh yeah, it's probably one of those people that have like their
it's a cat feeder camera.
Yeah,
live stream on a Chinese app. Hello, street cat.
Yeah, that is really weird.
I feel like
I'm gonna be looking at street cats.
Well, I mean, cats are cute, but like
you could just like go on the internet and just
why is this being live streamed?
How do these memes even happen?
It was live streamed, but then
I have no idea.
Like who?
It was live streamed. And then
Mickey, you don't trust me, yes I know.
Alright, so that's Mr. Fresh. He's side-eyeing, judging you or something, you know, whatever.
You've been react-imaged him Fortnite on Discord, you know?
Yeah, so it's a react image, you know?
Yes.
It's a Fortnite react.
Yeah, it's like you go into the Reddit comments under a post and you'll see people with like the people with the phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of that.
All right, BCA, now that we know what the meme is, can you tell us where it came from, how it originated?
Yeah, on October 8th, 2023, TikToker KatZoo1 posted the first known clip of Mr. Fresh on livestream, gaining roughly 457,500 plays and 123,700 likes in 3 months. On October 10th, TikToker... Intent Sullivan?
That, I don't even know how.
I don't know. Your name is weird.
Annette
Sullivan posted a video that introduced Mr. Fresh, stating that he was given the moniker because he only eats food that is freshly dropped. You'll stare at the video until they donate more food for him. Over 3 months, the video gained roughly 1.9 million plays and 239,800 likes. So, this cat is at the mercy of the viewers.
Yeah, if you stop paying, then the cat dies.
If you stop paying us in roses and galaxies, this cat will die.
Guys, we'll feed him this week if you give me a galaxy.
Oh, okay. Oh, I think it's Windows.
Oh, they're Windows.
Oh. Oh, that's a reference.
It was like night. Yeah, it's like nighttime.
Oh,
so we're in Classic Home Invasion. No one will get that reference at all.
Alright, so we've officially figured out where he is. He's kind of in a cage. Kind of.
It might be different.
Yeah.
It might be different shots.
It could be, yeah.
No, it's the same shot. It's like the same shot, but a different...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just night out.
Oh, I figured it out. He's outside.
Is?
So if you look at it, he's outside. There's something in the... There's like a wall in the back of him.
Oh.
So he's outside, but he can go up there and he can eat the food.
Oh.
Okay. That's
pretty poggers. I think I'm the only person in present year that still uses the word poggers.
I'm pretty sure you're the only one.
I just don't see a problem with it being in my vocabulary.
Yeah.
It's better than Rizzler or Gat.
I'd prefer you say poggers instead of that.
Is it a good idea to just have a food dish outside?
It's probably rain. It's not outside. He's putting his head inside.
Yes, but where the food bowl is, it's probably gonna get wet.
Well, change it.
Yeah. Oh, who knows? Maybe he's eating wet food. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's clearly not wet food, but you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Anything's possible. Just has to
walk out at night and get if it was.
Brother, you're looking too far into this. It's a cat that eats food.
He's eating food. He looks at you. He's like Fortnite.
He's like, give me food.
And that's
bad. He is actually not very fat. I would expect him to be a lot bigger.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're not feeding him. Maybe the galaxies are running out, and they just can't afford the food anymore.
There's still a little more. January 6th, 2024, TikToker Marcelo Guino posted a video of Mr. Fresh waiting for food in which he was giving the camera a side eye. The video received over 42.1 million plays and 7.8 million likes in 12 days.
Wow.
And now it's my turn.
It's just silly cat.
So Super Mega Man 10 BCA's there's a little reference to one of BCA's more favorite series, and he likes the series that's referenced here in the spread. Super Mega Man 10, can you tell us how this meme spread?
Gladly. Soon after the video's virality, it spread as a side-eye reaction on social media.
See, I did it. I said it. It's a reaction image.
Oh.
I did it.
For instance, on January 7th, 2024, X-user JJPM_YT used the video to represent Yu-Gi-Oh! Players looking at their opponents with a NSSW playmat.
Yeah.
Gaining over 2,700 likes in 11 days.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Players try to shower challenge.
Genuinely impossible. I don't think they know what a shower is.
On January 15th, 2024, ex-user Mr. Friendship posted a different GIF of Mr. Fresh writing, "The world must see this GIF at once," receiving over 48,000 likes in a day. On January 7th, TikToker Kagura Bachi posted a meme with Mr. Fresh's side eye caption, "Me looking at the teacher after she touched me without even asking."
Whoa, okay.
Gaining over 69,000 plays.
Oh my God. Ironic, am I right? Get it.
4,500 likes in 11 days. On January 9th, 2024, TikToker Zoom_5 posted a Mr. Fresh fan cam that received over 21.9 million plays and 3.7 million likes in 9 days. Oh my God, it still continues. Wait, this is the last bit of information. Going into mid-January 2024, Mr. Fresh and his side-eye image and GIF continued to surface in memes online. For instance, on January 17th, 2024, ex-user CEO of Isaac posted a side-by-side comparison of Mr. Fresh's side-eye and the cat eating, then looking up, writing, "Who's smarter?" The post received roughly 48,000 likes in a day.
Wow.
So so epic.
I can't believe the real CEO of Isaac's.
I think
Mr. Fresh looks smarter.
No one can see this.
he looks money smart.
Those never book smart. I'm money reference. Smart. Makes me more. Also, meme of the month. Toothless dancing one.
I mean, you guys really like that episode.
Yeah, it's a technical foul.
Oh, what key? We need to get Sir Cheeser back on here again.
You know who we also need back on? Mr. Fricker.
Oh my god, dude, we have to get him back on for episode 77. That's coming for episode 177. Mm-hmm. That's coming up soon. Oh my god.
He wants to do it on like February 9th episode.
February 9th episode, we are going to be having Bej on the podcast.
Yep.
That's going to be cool.
Speaking of February 9th, we're getting another Fortnite X TMNT.
Oh, that's so cool.
Who are they going to add? 9?
Shredder.
No.
Dude,
all
right, that was a reference. Listen, Peter Griffin got added to the game. That has been a joke for 5 years. Yeah. I am not surprised what anything else comes to the game.
And yeah. We might be getting like a small battle pass type.
For what?
Oh, great. TMNT. I won't even be surprised if they add Freddy Fazbear anymore.
Yeah. I won't be surprised if they add anyone.
I want a Grievous skin.
I want a nothing skin. I want them to stop adding stuff to Fortnite.
No, but that's how they make money.
Stop making money. No, I don't want to play Solid Snake in Fortnite. I don't want to play the chicken from the 3 Family Guy episodes.
He's actually in like 20.
Oh, whoa.
Actually.
Peak character,
We've got quite a lot to talk about.
Yeah, so let's get right into it. So that was...
I'm probably thinking they're gonna do like another Ghostbusters collab.
First thing, Mega Mind 2.
Hold on. I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, that right there was the meme. That was us talking about the meme. Now we're going to be talking about a bunch of news, a huge amount of news. So BCA.
Start off. I just literally, buddy.
BCA.
Mega Mind 2 and the series coming to Peacock.
Oh my god. Okay, so...
I think it's just the series.
No, it's a movie.
It's both. There's two things.
It's two of them.
So, oh my god, where do I even begin? Okay, first of all, Megamind. Oh my god, I mean, come on. Peak movie.
Listen, it's really good.
It's such a good movie.
Plus, it's got like two memes.
Wait, actually, it's
Snotty Boy Dog. Like, 4 memes.
Okay. Remember Snotty Boy Dog?
I do. Okay, so the Megamind, peak movie, pretty peak movie.
Yeah.
Who thought? Let's give Megamind a sequel. And if you were to,
let's make them fight villains that never get mentioned.
Okay.
Ever.
So here's the thing with Megamind 2. I would have less of a problem if it was like a movie that actually tried to be as good as the original.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. You really have to ask yourself, who did they make this movie for?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kids do not know what Megamind is. Like, kids.
Kids don't know who Megamind is. The people who grew up with Megamind, they're not going to want to watch this. And you have to... It's going to only be on Peacock. So you have to have Peacock to watch it.
Yeah.
Which a lot of little kids, their parents probably aren't going to have Peacock.
Yeah.
And then, the animation's awful. They couldn't even get Will Ferrell back.
Yeah. It looks worse than its 14-year-old, like, prequel. I guess.
I know that animation because I watched a lot of that Boss Baby show on Netflix.
Is it the same team?
That's the same team. And they also done a Bad Guys Christmas special.
I don't care about that movie. But, oh my god. It's gonna be bad. They're doing it for money. Yeah. It's very obvious.
Can I say my name?
Megamind does not keep his old thing either. He's acting cocky again.
It
undid everything. Let's go.
Can I say my news?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so since the 40th anniversary of Ghostbusters is this year, we are getting a new Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, epic.
And I'm probably thinking we might get another Ghostbusters club. We already had one before.
Like, dude, is this Fortnite news?
No, I'm just saying we might get another.
This isn't...
This movie seems like the biggest filler movie of all time.
Really?
Yes. It's such a, like, weird idea. It's just everything's frozen.
There's three trailers out right now.
Anyway, next piece of news. We watched Hazbin Hotel.
Yes, we have.
Oh, yes. Yes, we did. So things look good.
I finished it a while ago, but two new episodes came out.
So last weekend, me, BCA, Mega Man, I went over BCA and Mega Man's house. We binge-watched all of the episodes that were out for Hazbin Hotel. That was just the first six. The other two came out yesterday, so we'll be watching them this weekend.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We're not going to review the show here because we will be doing a review on Reviewers Throughout the Ages. Oh,
yeah.
So we'll review it there. But yeah, to just quickly sum up our opinions on the show, really quickly,
this is exactly what I expected.
Yeah, I think it was like just a little bit better.
Yeah, and the
than
only
what I thought.
Yeah,
and the only two characters that I was able to remember by their voice was the guy who played Blitz, and also the guy who played Fizzarelli.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. What?
Yeah, the actor, the voice actor who did
No.
Was Fizzarelli? Is that clown from Hufflepuff?
Oh, huh?
Did you actually, unironically, just call it Hufflepuff?
Yes.
Okay.
He played Adam.
Wait. What he did?
Yes, that was him.
Oh, I didn't realize. Cool.
Well, you know. We'll talk about it more on there. I think the story's interesting.
Yeah.
But if the writing was better...
The swearing is way too excessive.
It's better.
Yeah. The swearing's way too excessive.
Yeah. Okay, listen, and people who are gonna call us out for saying, oh, it's there in hell, they're swearing. Yes, I get it. I don't care if they swear, like, every once in a while, but they say it
all the time.
Often.
And then the biggest thing for me is that the angels swear too.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna talk about this more in the review.
Only two of the angels swear.
Yeah, but one of them swears excessively.
No,
no one cares. But
the guy in the beginning, St. Peter, was swearing.
Why is he
swearing?
St. Peter says the F words.
Yeah, why? Like, this is for Reviewers Throughout the Ages.
Next thing, Five Nights at Freddy's AR is getting shut down.
I mean, they stopped updating it years ago.
Yeah,
it was a matter of time.
Could have seen it coming.
You know, expected the Runaway. 0 out of 10.
Yeah, it is 5 weeks and 5 days. Wait, no.
Six.
Yeah, I think it's 5 weeks and 5 days till shutdown now.
Yeah.
They're giving out a bunch of stuff, so if you played FNAF AR, go play it, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, no one who's listened has played FNAF AR or even knew it existed. But it literally revealed Vanessa.
Yeah.
So that's pretty important.
And oh my god, the memories from playing that game, man. Oh my god. Sad to see it go.
It was fun.
Yeah.
And then the last bit of news. The actor
who plays Apollo Creed and Grief from Rocky and Grief Karga in Star Wars has sadly passed away today.
Yeah.
I found out like 20 minutes after it happened from a random TikTok video I saw.
Yeah, to be honest, okay, I'm gonna say this, and don't start saying, like, BCA is racist. He looks like Lando. He looks like Lando.
See, the thing with that is, back then, a lot of people got those two actors confused.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, a lot of people thought they were the same actor, because of how similar...
Yeah, I looked at the photo, I'm like, oh my god, did he play Lando?
Because they look so similar, and they also sound similar.
Yeah. How you doing, you old pirate? It's so good to see you.
Dude, sometimes during school, I'll just put on I'm Han Solo. I'll just listen to that instead of working. It's fun. It's fun.
Anyway, I think that's all the...
Yeah, that's all the news. I'm Han Solo.
Before we move on?
I'm Han Solo, Solo.
Would you guys be interested in watching the new Ghostbusters?
No. I don't care about Ghostbusters.
Original one's good. Second one's kind of good. Third movie was pretty boring. The one with all the girls, I don't even want to remember that one.
Are taking over.
If it's good, maybe, you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, we should, like, get together and watch just the Ghostbusters that are with the original guys.
Speaking of movies, is that new Megamind movie going to be in theaters? Or
nope, just Peacock.
Oh, yeah, I'm not watching it, never mind. I was gonna say we should go watch it, but...
if you guys were interested in watching Frozen Empire, that's the...
What?
Yeah, that's the name of the movie, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
That is an odd concept for Ghostbusters.
Wait, there is actually a good reason why, because within this new thing, there's like an orb in
this picture.
It's the Ice King event!
And there's like this freaky, tallish ghost.
Alistair!
That was the monster!
As a good idea.
Is there a castle on an ice cap too?
No.
Is there a polar peak, so to say?
No. It's just a big swamp cloud. If you guys were interested, I was thinking we watch like the first, second, and afterlife.
Dude, I don't know.
That's like a fun idea.
I don't know. I think
if you guys were interested.
Maybe, I don't know. First one's
anyway, a pretty good move. We'll see you all in the meme games. Goodbye.
And welcome to Meme Games.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Meme Games, the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and episodes before. Remchi Jim, would you like to go into further depth?
So the meme games is the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker wheel that we call the meme wheel with a bunch of games that we can play on it. And whoever has the most points by the end of the season wins the meme games.
Yeah! Spin that wheel.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh my god, I was actually thinking about this game today. I was like, I really hope we don't get this meme because it's going to remind me of it. We got meme charades. Now, the reason that I was thinking about this game earlier is because there's a part in the Megamind 2 trailer.
Charades.
Yeah.
Let's play charades.
I was like, there's no way we'll get this meme, this game today. And
how about some charades, Rem?
What?
How about some charades?
I want to go with charades.
We're doing charades, buddy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Meme Charades. The part... No. Wait, what? In Meme Charades, what we must do...
How do you play this on MTGM?
Oh. We must do in this meme game is we need to... is one of us will act out a meme... And the first person to get it right gets a point.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so spin that.
We have a picker wheel that we call the name wheel. We spin it zeros first, in second, and third. It's the dive rocket launcher. Take action regarding that individual. Don't worry, I'll handle it. I am the angry pumpkin. Mega Man, you'll be going first in today's meme games. Game. Single. Fortnite. Anyway, are you spinning again? Last time, see you go second. Kaluva Boss, Fortnite. It is not going to happen. I will be going second, which means Rem will be going last, unfortunately. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Alright, 3, 2, 1. Start thinking about what you want to do.
Wait, hold on. Who's going first? Who's going first?
Mega Man.
Okay, Mega Man, think about what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And when you have it ready, of BCA, point the camera at Mega Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll both try and guess.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just let us know when you're ready, Mega Man.
I think I got it.
All right. All right.
I swear, if you do what I think you're gonna do.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah. What?
Mr. Beast?
This. Oh, Swifty. What are you doing?
I'm cranking 90s, Morty.
No!
$50,000
thing.
You weren't supposed to say it.
Oh my god.
You guys, you guessed it.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, didn't we both guess?
Yeah, you guessed it.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. Whoops.
Yeah,
never mind.
I don't know why I said Swifty. Why were you doing the Swifty dance?
Because of rapping. Because it was a rapper in that thing.
Yeah, I think you might need to get off Fortnite.
Oh yeah, it's time to get Swifty.
I forgot
time
how
to get Swifty.
Forgot how these trades worked. Okay.
Uh oh. Not trying to get Swifty.
So, do I get a point for that or
yes?
No?
No.
Well, no. You do not get points.
Oh
by
yeah,
point.
Only you guys have to guess it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now it is my turn.
All right.
Mega Man, you hold my phone.
Yes.
All right. This one's gonna be painfully easy. If you guys don't get this, there's something wrong with you. Oh wait, we didn't even describe what Mega Man was doing.
Oh yeah, I was doing a money throwing type hand motion, and then I was beatboxing, and then just running.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was supposed to be the $50,000 verbal ace video.
Yeah. Anyway, here's mine. If you guys don't get this, there's something wrong.
Mewing!
I got it first.
Yeah,
I got it first.
Yeah.
Fortnite. No.
Mega Man got it first.
Verbal Ace.
So it means Mega Man gets a point.
Verbal Ace, you're a beatboxer from outer space. And in the right corner.
hold on. I need a minute to think of mine.
Yeah, I get Swifty. Everyone has. I was doing the mewing thing. I put my finger to my mouth and did the motion across my.
He was mewing.
Yeah, I was mewing.
Hold on, I need to think of.
It's time to get Swifty.
I need to think of one here. What's one I could do? Hold on, I'm thinking.
Hide away.
Rem, are you hiding away?
Oh, that's a reference.
It's good, but
are you dying for it?
But the thing he was in was not.
And I can't let you go. Hide away.
Yeah, the song's good, but the song that was, the animation that song was in was not.
It was apparently not a publicity stunt. I'm still shocked.
Yeah.
It was just a thing that he did for another channel that was geared towards more mature audiences that he just stopped. So it wasn't a huge lore intensive thing. It's just him doing something dumb.
Yeah. Okay. I've kind of got one, but it's... I don't know if it's that good, though. Okay, yeah, I've got one.
Alright,
this is... Alright, hold on.
Good job for you.
The audio might get a bit wacky here, because I'm going to have to move stuff around. Alright. Are we good?
Yacht.
I didn't even face the other way.
I know.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Okay.
Crazy Frog.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you've already done this one.
Well, you know
what? But what Rum was doing is he was bobbing back and forth up in the air.
I was doing...
like what Crazy Frog does because he has the invisible motorcycle.
You know what? Since we've done that one before, we'll do a bonus round real quick because I've got another
one. Is this one for points?
Both were for points.
Okay.
All right, we're doing a bonus round here.
Me and Mega Man have a point.
All right.
How am I not getting this? Oh my god, what is he doing? He's like picking up something, putting it on his head, and then just outstretching his arms.
I'm trying so hard to think.
What is blood doing? I'm just gonna take a guess. Is this Imagine Dragons?
No.
Alright, Megman, your turn.
Okay.
I'm like stumped.
I'm trying so hard.
Just guess something.
I don't know.
That meme would be Nick A30.
Oh, you're yeah, okay. I thought you were like, oh, because you're the king!
Yeah.
Oh.
I was doing the pose he does.
Yeah, he was putting on a crown. I thought it was Imagine Dragons album because it's the guy being lifted into the air and he's like and it's like this.
Oh yeah, like Fortnite. I mean not at all like Fortnite, but you know.
Kind of. So
yeah.
Me and RemPG. No. Me and Mega Man both got a point. This meme game. We'll see you all in Criticism Castle. Goodbye. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Criticism Castle, the point of the show. Reviewed reviews from you guys all the way down under in the review section below. RemTGM, what are our reviews for today?
All right, our reviews for today are, as always, A, B, and C.
I want to say A for Aspen Hotel.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
All right.
Yeah.
This is a reference...
Has been always mid-hotel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, our review for today is titled... Actually, hold on, before we get into the meme real quick, hold on. I'd like to give you guys... My bad. The review. I'd quickly, because I know you guys can't go an episode without me talking about Kanye. I just real quick need to tell you guys that...
It's releasing on Mr. Fricker's birthday.
It is.
Well, and he said it's Kanye's birthday gift to him. and that Kanye's his number one fan.
That sounds like something he would say, yeah.
Yeah.
He was at one of Travis Scott's concerts recently, so I guess he's doing really anything but releasing the album now.
Did 11 more get injured?
But yeah, there's that, and an update on my Paper Mario Sticker Star playthrough. I beat the game on Tuesday, so I'm moving on to Color Splash tonight. It's gonna be very peak. All right, so our review for today is titled "I've Got a Meme for Ya." Reference to Sid from Bad Batch. Love to see it, and it entails Minecraft Geometry Dash. Now, I'm very confused by this here, first of all. Do you mean, is there a Minecraft geometry dash meme? Because I know about fire in the hole, and water on the hill.
And what even is the joke?
Earth on the ground and air detected and all those, but
what's the joke?
The joke is fire in the hole. And but I'm confused here. We'll do our research, but I'm not sure if you mean that there's a Minecraft geometry dash meme, or you mean Minecraft or geometry dash. And this is by one of our good old reviewers, Brianna Hume Fine Art. Thank you, Brianna, for the review. Great to see you back reviewing again. BCA is currently mewing.
Yeah, I've been mewing for like 5 minutes.
It was not 5 minutes, but yeah.
Shut up. Thank you so much, Brianna Fine Art, for the 5-star review. If you want to be in Criticism Castle next time, make sure to leave a review. 5-star, not, doesn't matter.
Well, hold on. You just assumed it's 5-star, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, is it 5-star?
It is, yes.
If you want to be in Criticism Castle next time, make sure to leave a review. 5-star, not, doesn't matter. We just want to hear your criticism, like the name implies. Anyway, also, I just realized we haven't been doing the Meme Coliseum.
You know, I didn't really think about that on the day. Hey, join the Discord.
We'll start doing
subreddit too. Both called MTTA official. MTTA official subreddit. MTTA official Discord. Link to the invitation for the Discord in the description below. Buy merch throughout the ages. You can find it if you Google it. Wiki coming soon.
We need to get back to working on that. Anyway, I've been BCA.
I've been Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm RemTGM.
And thank you all for listening to another episode of Meme Show of the Ages. We'll see you all later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Welcome home. So things look bad.